Casa Museo del Antiquariato, Ivan Brusky. Welcome in this venerable and noble historic residence, which a great antiquarian restored to be his home, his prized possession, and his Casa Museo. Treasure, peculiarities, and the most varied collection of antiques are witnessed as to Ivan Brusky's passion for art, his vast intellectual curiosity, and his proven professionalism. This artistic heritage has been organized and cataloged by the experts of the Scala Normale Superiore of Pisa, with the help of specialists in various sectors, antiquity, arms, cloths, coins, medals, and books. In the rooms of this palace, Brusky brought together the ways of living and conceiving the world, which have long disappeared. Above all, it is a place of splendid suggestions and states of mind, of atmospheres and details. This is the palace that instilled Brusky with a desire to create the foundation. The Ivan Brusky Foundation was in fact deputized by Brusky himself to continue his work, which already, with the invention and promotion of the Antique Fair, had left a visible mark on the life of Arezzo. The Antique Fair was born in 1968. It was the first exhibition of its kind in Italy, and today it is still one of the biggest that takes place on a regular monthly basis. Brusky was also the promoter of very important exhibitions organized in different areas of the province, among which include the National Antique Furniture Exhibition in Cortona, still one of the most important exhibitions today. Such enthusiasm for these initiatives is rooted in his family background, which was characterized by a strong passion for antique art objects. Brusky's father, Pietro, and his eldest brother were both merchants of ancient furniture. The youngest of six children, Ivan Brusky was born in Castiglione Fibocchi in 1920, but he lives for some years in Florence with his family. At the beginning of the 1960s, Brusky, who was very fond of his house in his youth, came back to live in Arezzo with his sister Diana in the old Captain's People Palace. This building has been owned by the family since the beginning of the 1900s. Although in good part severely damaged by the tragic Allied bombing in December 1943 and started the restoration of the old palace. The ancient house, the Palazzetto, as Brusky used to call it, became the place of cultural meetings and events where the antique fair was held. In his public testament, he constituted the Foundation Ivan Brusky as the heir to his fortune, with the aim of continuing his activity. Ivan Brusky died in December 1996. The Captain's Palace. It was Ivan Brusky's wish that the foundation be situated in the Palazzo del Capitano del Popolo, one of Arezzo's most elegant 13th century civil buildings. Situated on the front of the famous romantic Pieve of Santa Maria, in the highest part of the historical city. The Palazzo del Capitano probably owes its name to the fact that it was the seat of the Guelph faction of Arezzo, perhaps the captain of justice. The building was also called the Palazzo della Zecca, used to mint coins. The origins of the palace go back to the 13th century when it was built on top of an older building. Taking a closer look at the palace, you can see the evident external damage caused by the bombing of December 2nd, 1943, which hit the historical center of Arezzo. The original part of the palace is clearly recognizable from the restored part, which took place towards the end of the 60s by Ivan Brusky. He also reconstructed internal rooms of this old building in this period.